with continuing coverage of Pella Christian Athletics. We're talking to Pella Christian alumni Josh and Allison Van Gorp here at Central College, who just completed years 2 and 1 with Central College basketball for the men's and the women's teams. And guys, thanks for joining us. And, you know, overall, not the seasons I think you guys were, you know, intending to, or hoping for to start, but obviously you guys had good finishes to the season with the accolades that you guys were able to pick up. You know, what was, you know, Allison, your first year like here with Central, and Josh, your second season here at Central like?
I mean, yeah, we didn't start out playing exactly how we wanted to. And I think towards the end of the season, we did start playing a lot better. But with a lot of games, like, so close together towards the end of the season, it was just hard to keep playing at that level just because of fatigue and all that stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, and continuing off of that, we were a really young team, and they kind of showed at the start of the year. But then as the season started going, we started getting a lot more chemistry with each other, and we really started playing some pretty good basketball towards the end of the year.
Yeah, you guys obviously, you know, finish with, I believe it was second team all-conference honors here in the American Rivers Conference. And, you know, being underclassmen the way you are, to have that kind of success, you know, what did that mean to you guys, you know, individually to be recognized for what you guys were able to accomplish on the basketball courts this season?
I mean, I think it starts just, like, with our teammates. Like, obviously, as post players, there's not much we can do without good teammates. So, like, for me, Cassidy Steele is one of my teammates, and she's phenomenal. She's a great passer. I mean, that just leads to a lot. And she's just so positive, and, yeah, I think that's really important, too.
Yeah, I think that's the same for me. And towards the end of the year, we really started having a really good teamwork and stuff and great passing, and that really showed with success throughout the end of the year.
Yeah, and now you guys go, and you have a little bit of a transition time here. And we talked a little bit about beforehand here with the women's coach, Joe Steinkamp, now going over to coach the men. So, you know, going from coaching you, Allison, to coaching you, Josh. And, you know, what do you feel like that transition looks like, you know, for you guys, for your guys' teams, I should say, with Allison, you for the women's, where you'll have a new coach. And, Josh, you have a new coach, but it's someone who you're probably somewhat familiar with because you've heard, you know, the things about how he coaches and things of that nature.
I think for the girls, just because we have our assistant coaches coming back, it'll be a pretty smooth transition. At least I hope so. I think once we get our head coach named, that'll help a lot with just postseason, the spring, and yeah, over the summer and stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like he'll be a really good fit with our team, and I think the guys are looking forward to having him. It'll be fun to see what we can accomplish these next couple of years.
Absolutely. And as Pella Christian alums, their basketball season just wrapping up. But talking about your guys' career at Pella Christian, Allison, obviously, you know, a year more recent than for Josh here. But how do you feel like your time at Pella Christian playing basketball there kind of prepared you to make that step here to the next level at the collegiate level at Central?
I think playing at Pella Christian helped my transition to Central, just because at Pella Christian we play in such a competitive conference, like schools DCG and Indianola. And I think those are really good players who go to those schools and they play at high level. So when we play like Simpson and the Wartburgs, who play at a higher level but still kind of similar, it just prepared me better. And I think I could handle being under pressure a little bit better in those situations.
Yeah.
Yeah, and agreeing with that, I mean, we played against some pretty good teams in high school, and we had a lot of success with that too. And that really prepared me well for playing here at Central.
Absolutely. And for Josh here, you know, Larry Hessing was your coach there at Pella Christian, and he was just inducted into the Iowa High School Athletic Hall of Fame here. You know, getting the opportunity to play for a coach who was able to have that level of success that he had. You know, what were some of those things that he was able to do to really help you develop and get you ready for this level?
Yeah, it was just some things he would, like, point out in practice and how he got us ready for games that really showed you what it takes to be good and have a good career.
Absolutely. And, you know, looking towards next season and getting ready for your, you know, sophomore and junior season for each of you, you know, what are some of those things that you're looking forward to over the next couple of months to prepare for next season, to try to get yourself, you know, maybe from that second team all-conference position to maybe on that first team, and, you know, continuing to progress in your career here at Central?
I think as a team, our goal is definitely going to be to make the conference tournament and not just, like, play in it, but, like, to win and be more successful there, as we didn't make it this year. And we, yeah. But individually, I think as a team and individually for me, we could just get in better condition so we can, like, last through the season. So I think that's my biggest off-season goal.
Yep, and we're going to have those same kind of goals. We're going to set the bar high for next year, and we will be able to deliver on that. And for individually, I think just continued work in the off season, working in the weight room, and just going to open gyms and getting a lot of good practice in.
Yeah, and Allison, you mentioned the conditioning component of it. You know, I mean, one of the things that, you know, was a big storyline for your guys' season was that brief pause because of the unfortunate COVID break. And, you know, how big of a factor do you feel like that played in some of the conditioning and some of that fatigue down the stretch?
Mm-hmm. I definitely would say that it affected our conditioning, but also it gave a lot of us who were really tired some rest time. So I think there was positives and negatives to it, but definitely it affected our conditioning. So
yeah and it caused a lot more games at the end of the season.
Yeah, that was rough. But
yeah, I would say, I think at one point you guys played, I think it was 9 games in 3 weeks, and it was very hectic time. So I'm sure that didn't necessarily help with that fatigue some, but at least you got a little bit of that pause. And so thank you for joining us here, Allison and Josh, on this week's Radio Sports Page, and we appreciate the time getting to sit down and see what life has become after Pelicrishan and now here at Central. And it's been kind of fun to, you know, I didn't get to see you guys play at Pelicrishan, but now I get to see, I've heard a lot of good things from those at Pelicrishan about the way you guys play, and now getting to see that for myself. It's been kind of fun to see that. And so we appreciate the time and look forward to seeing how next season goes for Allison with you at the women's team and with whoever is coaching the team next year. For Josh, with you and Coach Steinkamp, we look forward to seeing how the men's team progresses next year. And thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Josh and Allison Van Gorp with Central College here on the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS.